The Afternoon Drive on Impact 103. Come alive.
At this very moment, I'm in conversation with Johnny Berger, who is the chairman of the South African Hall of Fame. And we're going to find out more about the CEO Cycle Challenge. That is a call to you and I to really take hands to be able to be a part of the good that they're doing. Mr. Berger, thank you so much for joining me. Welcome to the Afternoon Drive with Kossie.
Yeah, Kossie, thank you very much. I must tell you, every time I walk through these front doors, I get energized. It's what an incredible radio station, and what you stand for and what you guys are doing here is just, I'm looking forward every time I stop my vehicle in front of this building.
Oh man, it's fantastic. As long as it feels like home, that's fantastic. And don't worry, we won't put you on the dishes roster anytime soon. So you're in the clear for a while. But let's talk about, you know, the great work that is the CEO Cycle Challenge. But we can't speak about that without speaking about the Hall of Fame. Because I think for a lot of people, they're just like, the South African Hall of Fame, I haven't heard too much about that. Tell us about what the work the South African Hall of Fame does.
Yeah, we started off, we opened the South African Hall of Fame in November of 2016. It's an interactive exhibition that we opened at Sun City. After COVID, we decided to move the Hall of Fame to F&B Stadium just to make it more centralized. So it's an interactive exhibition, and the core ideology of the Hall of Fame is to celebrate great achievements by extraordinary South Africans.
Yeah.
And we utilized the first couple of years to cement this integrity, to say who's out there that deserves to be Hall of Famer. And we're talking about the 95 rugby side, we're talking about Gary Player, we're talking about Nelson Mandela, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, we're talking about yesteryear's heroes.
Hmm.
And why do we celebrate? Why do we celebrate these guys? And we came up with this work that God has really implanted into us, to say, we celebrate great achievements in order to inspire our youth and then to empower them to holistically reach their full potential. As we sit here, a lot of South Africans are helping South Africans. And we said, we cannot only help South Africa, we've got to help change South Africa.
Mm.
And how do we do that? We've got to look after our youth. We've got to create hope. We've got to create opportunities for our future generation. There's hundreds of thousands of kids that's got talent that's fallen through the cracks. And if we as the South African Hall of Fame is not going to stand up and say we're going to change South Africa, those kids won't have opportunities going forward.
Mm. And I think a lot of times it's so easy for us to miss them because those talents aren't in our face. So it's almost kind of like we just kind of keep it moving and it's easy to miss them in the cracks of the system and life and just everything going on. But someone might be going, well, there's so many NGOs that's already existing, right? And then the question comes and saying, what sets the South African Hall of Fame apart from the work of other NGOs that they're doing in helping society?
I think there's a couple of factors. The first I mentioned already, we're not helping South Africa, we're changing South Africa. That's the first and foremost. And second to that is we know how important transformation in this country is, and we all know all too well what your BEE scorecard means to you and how important that is. So we're not coming out and asking South Africans for additional money. Corporates are obligated to spend some of their money for the BEE scorecard.
Yeah.
And from Article 18A perspective, from a BEE scorecard perspective, we have got all those facilities in place. So we're asking corporates, give us a small percentage of the spend that you already spend out there.
Mm.
Give it to us. And it's traceable, it's measurable, and I can take any business owner, put him on and go show him the unbelievable scholarships we're giving to those kids in despair.
Yeah, and I think that's a beautiful thing, because then businesses don't feel like they're having to kind of stretch themselves over and above. It's kind of saying, with a budget that's already there, with what you're actually having to do in giving out part of your CSI, you're able to be a part of something that is not just helping but actually changing South Africa. I want to talk about the CEO Cycle Challenge, which is your campaign that you're running now. I'm a little bit nervous because now you're talking cycling and I'm not feeling very saddle fit, and the last time I tried this, I didn't even make it to the race. But it also sounds like it's going to be a great challenge to really gear people up to come behind the work that the South African Hall of Fame is doing. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I think that's we've come up with this initiative that's a fun-filled networking opportunity for businesses. So we're building this massive scaffold at Nashua's head office in Midrand. And right next to the highway, we're going to build a fishbowl on top of it, and we're going to put a lot of static bicycles in this fishbowl. And we've got two celebrity teams. One will be captained by John Smith, and the other one will be captained by Lucas Radebe. And then we're inviting business owners and senior management to come cycle during the week of 9 to 13 September for 20 minutes.
Sure.
So just 20 minutes on the statu bicycle. So come cycle for change. Come cycle for making a positive impact in this country, and that's what it's all about. Mm. It's fun-filled. It's an opportunity to network and show your support. Yeah. And there's many ways. You can participate. You can pledge. You can go onto our website. If you want to pledge 5 rand, 10 rand, 20 rand, you can pledge. And because we're a brand of integrity and we stand for excellence, it's traceable, measurable, and I can give you my assurance that whatever pledges come to our way is being utilized for these kids that's already in the system.
Yeah. I mean, I'm already feeling a lot better because you just said 20 minutes. 20 minutes sounds like it's something that's doable for me, but also it just sounds like it's something that is practical and it doesn't take too much from business owners. And I think what's on the other side of it, it almost feels like it's too little for the impact that it will actually bring in the bigger picture in the long run. But I'm really curious, Johnny, in terms of work like this, it takes a lot. It saps a lot in terms of physically, emotionally, psychologically, being able to be plowing constantly year after year to see change happen into every one of those young people's lives. What do you think drives you to still every day wake up and say, we want to change South Africa, one young person who's talented at a time, and continue to do it, not just 1 year, 2 years, but as long as we're still here, to continue to do that work?
Yeah, thanks for that question. I think that's relevant. First and foremost, I did not choose this work. Mm. God chose it for me.
Sure.
At the age of 9, I lost my father. He was an alcoholic and he killed a pedestrian and they put him in jail. And after 10 days in jail, they found out he had brain damage, rushed him to hospital and sadly passed away. Mm. My mother then decided to move on. And she left me and my brother alone. And we grew up without parents. And I always say, don't tell anybody how to tie shoelaces if you haven't walked in his shoes. I was that little boy, gifted, talented, standing on a rugby field at halftime. You know, when the fathers run onto the field and they encourage their boys. I was standing there with a polystyrene cup of water and half orange, hopeless, knowing that I've got no support. So when you endure the life I endured as a child, this becomes a calling. It's not something that I chose.
Yeah.
It's I always say memories are the keys not to the past but to the future. The experiences of our lives, when we allow God to use them, will become the mysterious but perfect preparation for the work He will call us to do. I had to endure this. Mm. This was part of my journey to sit in His seat today where I say, I'm here to make a change. And unfortunately, part of my DNA, because I walked in those shoes, I can never stop. I'm passionate about it. I'm passionate about changing South Africa. I'm passionate about the children of South Africa. And as long as I live, that's what I'm going to do. And I guess the ultimate will be one day when, in 10 years' time, when one of those boys are standing on a Olympic podium, or whether they've become a Springbok father, Springbok husband, Springbok businessman, that's the day that God can take me away. And that's the day, even if it means I've changed one life, that will be enough for me.
You know, I think a lot of us listen to your story and maybe we have chills and we sort of feel emotional. But I think it takes a lot for one to be able to then allow God to use those hurts into something that will bring so much hope to so many other young people. And I think it's beautiful to see how it sort of comes full circle, because even though you stood on the fields then, I think so many other young boys stand in the field because of you really willingly allowing God to open those wounds, that something beautiful can come out of there. Well, a lot of people are then curious now. It's like, okay, you've got me. I want to be a part of this. I was sold the moment you're telling me about, you know, the Hall of Fame. I was sold the moment you told me about the work it's doing. And now I'm all the more sold because I realize that that story that you've just told is a story of someone who lives next to me, who lives down the road, who lives, who's my colleague's child, who passed away. Or it's something that is very real in our nation. It's not so far-fetched. So I want to be a part of this. How can people join the CEO Cycle Challenge?
Yeah, so we've got a dedicated website. It's www.ceochallenge.co.za. They can go on there and they can pledge. They can decide whether they want to participate. I'm willing to give my number. It's 082-909-1000. 2603 if they want to call me direct, or even visit the Hall of Fame website, which is www.halloffame.co.za. Talk to us. Let me come sit in front of you. Let me explain to you what we do. I'll even take you for a ride out to Pretoria Boys High and show you what we're doing. But we need South Africa. We need South Africa to stop worrying about only the me and myself. And, you know, let's contribute. And we're not going anywhere. Let's make a positive impact in our society.
Yeah, and I think we all look forward to seeing that really come to fruition in little by little, and eventually it makes for a lot. It's been absolutely great to be talking to you. I can see why you feel at home, because I'm already feeling like, look, I'm looking forward to having you back again to be able to just share some more stories about the work that you're doing. And I think I say this every once in a while when I sit in front of guests, that they do some work that I think is more impactful than the things they hold. And it's work that changes people's hearts and their lives forever. I speak about how the work you do is seeds that you're planting right now that will grow into a tree whose fruit you'll never eat and whose shade you'll never enjoy. But I'm so grateful that you do that, because I think many people are going to be able to enjoy its fruit and the shade that that tree will bring. And I think it's amazing for all of us to then be able to say, you know what, we want to be able to partner up and water that tree and see how we can be able to tend to it so that more and more people can enjoy the fruit of that tree and the shade that it'll bring. So thank you so much for your time this afternoon. I look forward to having you again.
Thanks, Horsey. Appreciate it.
Absolutely amazing. Johnny Berger joining us here on the Afternoon Drive with Corsi, the chairman of the South African Hall of Fame. And you can be a part of the CEO Cycle Challenge. If you want to get more details as to how you can do that, you can just send me a WhatsApp on the WhatsApp line with the words CEO. I'll know exactly what you're looking for. Alternatively, you can head on over to the website, www.ceochallenge.co.za. Hallofame.co.za is also another website that you can be able to use. And just by partnering with us and really taking hands with us, and I say us because Impact 103 is really definitely raising its hand, saying we're going to be a part of this, you can also be a part of really raising funds to assist and really be the resource that's needed for talented children who don't have resources. And if you're a business owner, really want to challenge you that you step up to the plate and say, you know what, for me and my business, we will come in and we will pledge to commit this amount and 20 minutes on the bike as well. Looking forward to seeing you there as well. And of course, like Johnny mentioned, you will be able to be getting all the details in terms of Section 18A and whatever it may be that you need. All those documentation can be made available for you. And just as easy as that small little commitment, it can make a massive difference in the life of someone who otherwise wouldn't be able to know that there's hope for them and there's a people that love and think about them.
This is the Afternoon Drive Show.